Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Alongside the Cochrane reviews of the effects of interventions to help with the successful conclusion of a pregnancy, are reviews of what to do when things go wrong, such as following a miscarriage. Alison Lipp from Pontypridd in Wales describes a new Cochrane review from March 2012 looking at the facts that different follow-up strategies have for women who have had a miscarriage.
The main objective of our review was to establish whether different types of follow-up affect the psychological well-being of women after miscarriage, building on international studies showing that some women suffer from anxiety, depression and grief following a miscarriage, and in light of the possibility that psychological follow-up might detect those women who are at risk of psychological complications. We found 6 randomised trials that were eligible for the review, with a total of 1,001 women. The 3 trials that compared one counselling session with no counselling found no significant difference in psychological well-being in domains including anxiety, grief, depression, avoidance and self-blame. Another trial assessed the effects of 3 one-hour counselling sessions with no counselling and followed up the women at 4 and 12 months. This found that counselling was statistically significantly better for some items on the scales of psychological well-being, while no counselling was better on other items. The remaining 2 trials compared multiple interventions in one case and 2 counselling sessions with no counselling in the other. They presented their findings in narrative form, which meant that we could not extract data for numerical analyses, but neither reported a benefit for counselling. We also encountered other difficulties in doing our planned meta-analyses, which arose from the wide range of outcomes that were measured, along with a wide range of measurement tools. All these issues made it challenging to pool the results and compare findings. And, because the studies took place over more than a decade, it's possible that the interventions changed during that period. In general, the studies confirmed that women's reactions to miscarriage vary and that the extent of depression, grief and anxiety differ, but found no substantial evidence of an effect of counselling based on a widely used standardised scales for these outcomes. We think that further studies are worth doing, though, as long as these are of good quality and are adequately powered to detect differences that would be meaningful to women, and use standardised interventions and outcome measures at specific time points. It would also be helpful if they included assessment of economic implications and women's satisfaction with psychological follow-up. In conclusion, the current evidence is insufficient to demonstrate that psychological support, such as counselling, is effective after miscarriage, and highlights the need for future research to resolve this uncertainty.
Details of the 6 trials already included in this review are available within the full review at thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you'll also find updates of the review as new research becomes available.